الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، قد بدأنا في قراءة هذه الرسالة الموسومة بأسئلة وأجوبة الصغار ولا يستغني عنها الكبار.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending blessings and salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He then went on to say to proceed. And he mentioned that earlier we began in our lessons and we began reading through and studying and explaining this book here, questions and answers for children, that the elders or adults also are also in need of.
ونحن ما زلنا في يوم الثلاثاء 13 من جمادى الثاني لعام 29/400 الموافق 17 من شهر السادس لعام 8/2000.
نعم. He said we're still in the same day, in the same sada, in the same time. Today is Tuesday and the month is Jumadiyya Thani, the 13th of the year 1429, coinciding with the year 2008, the 17th of June.
في زيارتنا هذه التي أسأل الله عز وجل أن يجعلها خالصة للوجه الكريم.
In this visit of ours that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make sincerely seeking His face.
وأنا محدثكم من الكويت أخوكم سالم بن سعد الطويل.
And the one speaking to you is your brother from Kuwait, Salim bin Sa'd al-Tawil.
ونعقد هذه الدروس في هذه المدينة، أذكر اسمها؟
Chicago.
أكثر أن تقول.
نعم. And we're having these lessons in the city of Chicago.
في شيكاغو في الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية.
طيب. In the United States.
وقفنا على السؤال الثامن. ما كلمة التوحيد وما معناها؟
And we ended off with the eighth question. And the question here is states, what is the statement of Tawheed and what is its meaning?
الجواب كلمة التوحيد هي لا إله إلا الله ومعناها لا معبود حق إلا الله.
And the answer to this question is that the statement of Tawheed, the kalima of Tawheed, it is لا إله إلا الله. And it means that there is none who has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah.
وكلمة التوحيد هذه أرسل الله عز وجل بها رسله.
And this statement of Tawheed, Allah Azza wa Jal sent His messengers with it.
وأنزل من أجلها كتبة.
And for this reason, books were caused to descend.
وخلق السماوات والأرض من أجل هذه الكلمة.
And He created the heavens and earth for this reason.
وخلق الجنة والنار من أجل هذه الكلمة.
And the Jannah, the paradise and the fire of hell was created for this reason.
وشرع الشرائع وحل الحلال وحرم الحرام من أجل هذه الكلمة.
And the legislation was legislated, and that which was haram was made haram, and that which was halal was made halal, all of this for the same reason.
يقول الله عز وجل وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون.
And Allah عز وجل has mentioned, we have not sent the messenger before you except that we reveal to him that there is none who had the right in worship in truth except Allah, so we should worship him.
ويقول الله عز وجل لقد بعثنا في كل أمة رسولا أن يعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت والطاغوت كل ما يعبد من دون الله.
And Allah عز وجل has mentioned, and certainly we have sent to every nation a messenger proclaiming to worship Allah alone and to abstain from the طاغوت. And a طاغوت is everything that is worshipped besides Allah.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أمرت أن أقاتل الناس حتى يشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله.
And the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he has mentioned that I have been ordered to fight the people until they bear witness that لا إله إلا الله and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah.
والواجب على كل مسلم أن يعتني بهذه الكلمة.
So it is obligatory upon every Muslim to focus on and have care for this statement.
ولنعلم أنها ليست كلمة مجردة يقول الإنسان بلسانه.
And we know it's not just simply a statement that we utter upon our lips and our tongues.
بل لابد لها من شروط.
But rather it has conditions.
ولابد لها من قيود.
And it has to have
قيود. قيد يعني قريب من الشرط.
And it must have strings.
No. فالمنافقون كانوا يقولون لا إله إلا الله.
So the منافقون, the hypocrites, they used to say لا إله إلا الله.
لكن ما كانوا صادقين بها.
But they didn't say it truthfully.
فلا بد أن يقول الإنسان صادقا من قلبه.
So a person is saying this, he has to be saying it sincerely, truthfully from his heart.
ولا بد أن نعلم معناها.
And we must know what it means.
فإن الله عز وجل يقول لنبيه فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله.
And Allah عز وجل, he said to a statement, he said, so know, have knowledge that لا إله إلا الله.
وشروط أخرى قد يأتي ذكرها في مناسبة أخرى.
And it has other conditions that may be mentioned when another thing when it's appropriate to mention them.
ومعناها لا معبود حق إلا الله. لا معبود يستحق العبادة إلا الله.
And لا إله إلا الله, it means that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah. Meaning none deserves to be worshipped in truth except Allah by himself.
وهذا هو معناها الوحيد. لا معنى لها ثاني.
And this is the only meaning that it has. It doesn't have another meaning.
لا معبود حق إلا الله أو لا معبود بحق إلا الله.
There is none worshipped in truth except Allah. حقاً أو بحقاً except Allah.
يقول الله عز وجل ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأن ما يدعون من دونه الباطل وأن الله هو العلي الكبير.
And Allah عز وجل, He has mentioned that is because He is the Haqq. And that is because He is the Haqq, the truth. And everything that is worshipped besides Him is باطل.
Well, check me the ayah. وأن الله هو العلي الكبير.
And Allah is العلي الكبير.
وهذه الكلمة لها ركنان.
And this particular statement, لا إله إلا الله, it has two pillars.
والركن معناه ما يقوم عليه الشيء.
And the meaning of a ركن, a pillar, is that which other than it is built upon it.
فمثلا هذا المبنى له أركان.
So like for example, this building, it has pillars.
وضعت هاي الأركان ثم بني عليه المبنى.
So the pillars, they were built first, and then the building was built upon these pillars.
فالكلمة التوحيد لها أيضا ركنان تقوم عليهما.
Likewise, the statement of Tawheed, it also has pillars that other than it is built on it.
الركن الأول لا إله والركن الثاني إلا الله.
The first pillar is لا إله and the second pillar is إلا الله.
فيقول العلماء الركنان النفي والإثبات.
So the scholars have mentioned that the two pillars are النفي, negation, and إثبات, affirmation.
النفي بقول لا إله.
The negation is in the statement لا إله.
والإثبات إلا الله.
And the affirmation is إلا الله.
ولما قلنا أنهم ركنان لا بد منهما.
And when we say that there are two pillars there, we must have them.
فلا يكفي أحدهما على الآخر.
And it's not sufficient to have one of them without the other.
فلو قلنا لا إله.
So if we say لا إله,
هذا ليس بتوحيد.
This is not توحيد.
فنفينا الألوهية مطلقا عن الله عن غير الله عندما يقال لا إله.
So if we say لا إله, we say there is no God, there is no deity. We have negated all gods and all deities in entirety, in the absolute sense.
وإذا قلنا إلا الله يعني الله إله.
And if we say إلا الله, meaning that Allah is an إله, that He is a deity.
فهذا أيضا ليس بتوحيد.
This also is not توحيد.
لماذا؟
Why?
لأن الله إله لا يعني أن غيره ليس بإله.
Because if we affirm the fact that Allah is an إله, that He is a deity, it doesn't negate the fact that others, that we don't worship other deities alongside Allah.
فلا يكفي أن نقول الله إله.
So it's not sufficient just to say that Allah is an ilah, a deity.
لابد أن ننفي الألوهية عن غير الله.
We have to negate worship for other things alongside Allah.
فإذا اجتمع النفي والإثبات.
So if we gather the two together, النفي and إثبات, negation and affirmation.
اجتمع ركنا هذه الكلمة الركنان.
Then we have gathered the two pillars of the statement.
استقام الكلام.
Then our speech becomes correct.
فيصير المعنى لا إله لا معبود.
So the meaning of لا إله means لا معبود, meaning that there is nothing worshipped.
حق إلا الله.
In truth except Allah.
هنا سأسأل سؤالا.
And now we're going to ask a question.
قد يكون صعبا على بعضكم.
And it may be difficult for some of you.
لكن أريد منكم أن تجرب وتجيب.
But I want you all to try and I want you all to answer.
إن أصبت أقربنا جوابك أقربناه.
And if you are correct, I will affirm the fact, I will tell you that you have gotten it correct.
وإن أخطأت قومناك.
And if you all get it wrong, then we'll correct you.
السؤال.
The question.
هل يوجد إله غير الله؟
Is there any other deity other than Allah?
هل يوجد إله غير الله?
Is there another God, another deity other than Allah?
من يتبرع بالجواب?
Who's prepared for to give the answer?
نعم في آلهة غير الله كثيرة.
Yes, there are many things that are worshipped alongside Allah. Many other deities alongside Allah.
لكن لو غيرنا بالسؤال.
But now if we just tweak the question a little bit.
هل توجد آلهة حقة غير الله?
Are there other deities in truth alongside Allah? Other than Allah?
لا يوجد.
The answer that there is none.
نعم في آلهة كثيرة غير الله.
There are many deities other than Allah.
لكن آلهة باطلة.
But all of them are deities that are false. They're not correct in truth.
أما الإله الحق فهو الله عز وجل وحده.
As for the true إله, as for the true deity, it is Allah alone by himself.
ولذلك قلنا لا إله إلا الله معناه لا معبود حق إلا الله.
And for this reason, when we say لا إله إلا الله, we say the meaning is that none has the right to worship حقا in truth except Allah.
فلا يصح أن نقول لا إله إلا الله يعني لا إله موجود إلا الله.
So when we give the definition of لا إله إلا الله, it's not correct to say that the meaning is there is none who exists except Allah.
لأن في آلهة موجودة غير الله.
That there's no deity that exists except Allah, because there are other deities that exist except other than Allah.
مثل ماذا؟
Such as what?
أي شيء نعبد.
Such as anything that is worshipped.
فهو إله.
Then it is an إله, a deity.
كما سمى الله عز أصنام المشركين آلهة.
Just as Allah عز وجل he named the idols of the mushrikeen, of those who commit shirk, he named them آلهة, gods, deities.
قال الله عز واتخذ من دون الله من دونه آلهة.
And he has mentioned, have you taken alongside him آلهة, deities?
فهذه آلهة وإن كانت باطلة لأنها معبودة.
And these are آلهة, these are deities, even if they are deities and false.
أما الإله الحق الذي يستحق العبادة فهو الله عز وجل وحده.
As for the إله who has the total right of worship in truth, it is Allah alone by himself.
هنا سؤال صعب بعض الشيء.
Now we have a question that's it's a little more difficult.
هل يصح أن نفسر لا إله إلا الله بمعنى لا خالق إلا الله؟
Is it okay to say that the meaning of Allah is that there is no خالق, there is no creator except Allah?
لا. هل من خالق غير الله؟
Is anyone who has created other than Allah?
إذن سأعيد عليك السؤال مرة أخرى.
He's going to repeat the question again for you.
هل يصح أن نفسر لا إله إلا الله بمعنى لا خالق إلا الله؟
Is it correct to define la ilaha illallah as meaning there is no creator other than Allah?
الجواب.
The answer.
معلش بس الآن السؤال هل يجوز أن نفسر لا إله إلا الله ب لا خالق إلا الله?
Is it correct to define la ilaha illallah, the definition of it, to mean that there is no creator other than Allah?
أريدك أن تجيب بثقة.
I want you to be sure in your answer when you answer.
يجوز أن نفسر لا إله إلا الله بمعنى لا خالق إلا الله؟ لا يجوز. أستغفر الله. يقول لا يجوز.
He's saying it's not permissible.
هل توافقونه؟
Do you all agree with him?
نعم. توافقونه؟
You agree with him?
نعم نوافقك. إنما استغفرته. الاستغفار مشروع.
He said, I saw forgiveness and it's permissible to see forgiveness.
أردت منك أن تجيب بثقة.
I just wanted you to be sure in your answer that you gave.
المشكلة أين تكمن؟
The problem is, would you
تكمن؟ أين تكون؟ أين توجد؟
نعم. The problem is, where are you?
أن لا خالق إلا الله. أن لا خالق إلا الله.
There's no creator except Allah.
هذه جملة صحيحة بذاتها.
This question itself is this statement itself. It is correct.
لكن خطأ أن نجعلها تفسيرا للا إله إلا الله.
But the error comes in when you utilize this as a definition for لا إله إلا الله.
فصحيح لا خالق إلا الله.
So it's correct that there's no one who created other than Allah.
ولا مالك إلا الله.
And there's no king other than Allah.
ولا رازق إلا الله.
There's none who provides except Allah.
لكن هذه الكلمات لا تصلح أن تكون تفسيرا للا إله إلا الله.
But these statements here, these words, is not correct to make them the definition of la ilaha illallah.
لماذا?
Why?
لأن الإله في كلام العرب.
Because the word إله in the speech of the Arab.
معناها الإله.
It means إله, deity, God.
ليس معناها الخالق.
It doesn't mean the creator.
ليس معناها الرازق.
It doesn't mean the provider.
وليس معناها المالك.
It doesn't mean the owner, the king.
فلا إله.
So لا إله.
لا معبودة.
It means لا معبودة. There's none that's worshipped.
إلا الله. لا معبودة حقا إلا الله.
There's none that's worshipped حقا in truth إلا الله, except Allah.
وهناك دليل.
And there's evidence.
يدل على أن لا يصح أن نفسر لا إله إلا الله بلا خالق إلا الله.
That will prove to us that it is not correct to explain لا إله إلا الله to mean that there's no creator.
ما هو الدليل?
What is the evidence for this?
أن العرب المشركين.
That the Arab amongst the mushrikeen, those who committed shirk,
كانوا يقولون لا خالق إلا الله.
They would say that there's no creator except Allah.
يقرون بذلك ويعترفون.
And they would affirm this and they knew this.
كما قال الله عنهم في آيات كثيرة.
As Allah has mentioned in many verses concerning them.
منها قوله تعالى ولئن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض لا يقولون الله.
And from them is Allah's statement. If you ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they would say Allah.
وقال تعالى ولئن سألتهم من خلقهم لا يقولون الله.
And Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned them. You ask them who created them, they will say Allah.
ومع ذلك يقول الله عنهم.
And along with all this, Allah still stated concerning them.
إنهم كانوا إذا قيل لهم لا إله إلا الله يستكبرون.
That if it's said to them to say la ilaha illallah, then they become arrogant and haughty.
لماذا?
Why?
هم يقولون لا خالق إلا الله.
They say there's no creator except Allah.
ويستكبرون عن لا إله إلا الله.
And then they become arrogant and they don't want to say la ilaha illallah.
هذا أكبر دليل.
This is the biggest evidence that
على أن لا إله إلا الله ليس معنى لا خالق إلا الله.
That لا إله إلا الله doesn't mean that there's no creator except Allah.
لو كان معناها لا خالق إلا الله,
if his meaning was the meaning of لا إله إلا الله is that there's no creator except Allah,
استجابوا للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقالوا لا إله إلا الله.
They would have responded to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم and they would have said لا إله إلا الله.
لكنهم وإن كانوا مشركين.
But they, even if they are mushrikeen, those who commit shirk,
يفهمون أن لا إله إلا الله.
They understood that لا إله إلا الله
معناها الكفر بجميع الآلهة التي تعبد من دون الله حول الكعبة.
It means that they had to disbelieve in all the deities that they worshipped that were around the Kaaba.
ولذلك قال الله عنهم.
And for this reason, Allah Ta'ala stated concerning them.
مستنكرين على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
that they deny and disbelieve in the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أجعل الآلهة إلها واحدا إن هذا لشيء عجاب.
Have they made all the deities, all the gods into one god, one deity? Certainly this is a surprising, perplexing thing.
لم يقولوا أجعل الخالقين خالقا واحدا.
They didn't say did you make the creator one creator.
هم يؤمنون بأن لا خالق إلا الله.
They already believe that the creator is Allah by himself.
لكن الخلاف بينهم وبين الرسل.
But the difference between them and the messengers.
الخلاف بخلاف المشركين أقوام الرسل مع الرسل خلافهم.
نعم, the difference between them and the messengers.
حول مسألة هل يستحق العبادة أحد إلا الله أم الله وحده الذي يستحق العبادة.
Was the issue that is Allah alone by himself the one who deserves to be worshipped, or do others alongside Allah also have his right to be worshipped?
هم غير مختلفين مع الرسل المشركون غير مختلفين مع الرسل غير مختلفين.
They weren't different with the messengers.
على أن لا خالق إلا الله.
That there's no creator except Allah.
لكن اختلفوا المشركون اختلفوا مع الرسل.
But the mushrikun, they differed with the messengers.
أن لا يستحق العبادة إلا الله.
And the issue that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone by himself.
فهم يقولون الأولياء والصالحون والأصنام يستحقون العبادة مع الله.
So they say that they're saints and the righteous and the idols that they have a right to worship, to be worshipped as well.
والرسل يقولون لا يستحق العبادة إلا الله.
And the messengers have stated that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone by himself.
لذلك الآن أريد أن أسأل سؤالا.
And for this reason, I want to ask you all a question.
عما مضى.
About something that has already transpired. So that we can see whether you all are paying attention or if you are sleeping. This statement, La ilaha illallah, how many pillars does it have and what are they? Now. So it has two pillars, and they are nafi and ithbat, negation and affirmation.
لها ركنان النفي والإثبات.
It has two pillars, negation, nafi, and ithbat, affirmation.
ألا يكفي ركن واحد؟
Is it sufficient to say that it just to just have one of these pillars?
طيب لو أخذنا ركن الأول.
If we were to take the first pillar.
لا إله.
لا إله.
هل هذا توحيد؟
Is this توحيد؟
لماذا؟
Why?
طيب ركنها لا إله ما يكفي؟
This pillar لا إله is sufficient.
ننفي الألوهية عن الله وعن غير الله. الله ما يوجد إله.
If we said this,
ما في إله يعبد.
We've negated worship for Allah and other than Allah, all of them together.
طيب الركن الثاني لا يكفي؟
The second pillar is sufficient.
الله إله.
Allah is the إله, the deity.
صح الله إله. ما يكفي هذا؟
This is correct. Allah is the إله, the deity. Is this sufficient? Isn't this sufficient?
يكفي ولا يكفي؟
Is it sufficient or not?
لماذا لا يكفي؟
Why isn't it sufficient?
طيب أن الله إله.
So Allah is an إله. He's a deity.
إذا قلنا الله إله واكتفينا لا يدل على أن غيره إيش ليس.
So if we say that Allah is the ilah, then we have a negated others that are worshipped alongside Allah.
لكن متى يستقيم الكلام بالركنين.
But our speech comes correct when we bring the two pillars together.
لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله.
لا يستحق العبادة أحد سوى الله.
There is none that has right of worship other than Allah.
طيب. السؤال التاسع.
The أكمل الحديث. The ninth question. We complete the hadith.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أحد يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله الجواب صدقا من قلبه إلا حرمه الله على النار.
So the question here is asking us to complete the hadith. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم stated, there is no one who bears witness that لا إله إلا الله and Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. And then the completion of it, the response is truthfully from his heart, except that the fire of hell will be prohibited for him.
هذا الحديث رواه البخاري ومسلم.
This hadith has been recorded by Bukhari and Muslim.
عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه.
On Anas bin Malik رضي الله عنه.
قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He stated that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
ما من أحد يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وأن محمد رسول الله صدقا من قلبه إلا حرمه الله على النار.
There was no one that bears witness that La ilaha illallah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sidqan, truthfully from his heart, except that Allah has prohibited the fire of hell for him.
سأقرأ الآن المرة الثالثة.
نعم.
سأقرأ المرة الثالثة.
So we're going to read it a third time.
ثم أريد من أحدكم.
And then I want one of you
أن يقرأه غيبا.
To read it from your memory.
انتبه.
So pay attention.
عن أنس رضي الله عنه.
On the authority of Anas رضي الله عنه.
قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
ما من أحد يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله.
There is no one who bears witness that لا إله إلا الله and Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah.
صدقا من قلبه.
Truthfully from his heart.
إلا حرمه الله على النار.
Except that the fire of hell has been prohibited for him.
رواه البخاري ومسلم.
Recorded by, collected by Bukhari and Muslim.
نعم. من
So who can relate this from their memory?
لا لا تقرأه هكذا.
He said from your memory, don't read it from the book.
كل يستطيع أن يقرأه.
Say everybody can read it from the book.
نريد واحد.
We want one.
قد حفظه.
Who has memorized it? Read from his memory.
من أنس إلى رواه البخاري ومسلم.
So you have to go from Anas all the way to and recorded by Bukhari.
قال. صدقا من قلبه إلا حرمه الله على النار ومسلم إلا حرمه الله على النار ها من الأخوة اللي هنا
سمسون الرغز over here
إلا حرمه الله على النار رواه البخاري ومسلم هذا الحديث
This hadith
ذكر فيه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الشهادة.
The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentions in it the shahada.
قال أن يشهد.
He says to bear witness that.
ما من أحد يشهد.
There is no one who bears witness that.
والشهادة لا تكون شهادة.
And the shahada isn't the shahada.
إلا إذا كانت على علم.
Except that if it is done upon علم, upon knowledge.
لا يمكن إنسان أن يشهد على شيء وهو لا يعلم.
It's not possible for a person to bear witness of something and he doesn't have knowledge of what it is.
إذن هي ليست مجرد قول وإنما تكون على علم يشهد يعني يقر بها وهو يعلم أنه لا إله الله محمد رسول الله.
So it's not just a statement that's just simply uttered, but rather a person he believes it, he affirms it, and he knows he has knowledge of what it is.
وذكر شرطا آخر من شروط لا إله إلا الله.
And he also mentioned another condition of لا إله إلا الله.
الصدق.
الصدق, truthfulness.
وضده الكذب.
And the opposite of truthfulness is lying.
ومعلوم أن المنافقين.
And it's well known that the منافقين, the hypocrites,
كانوا يشهدون أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله.
They would bear witness that لا إله إلا الله and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah.
لكنهم كاذبون.
But they are liars.
يظهرون الإسلام ويبطنون الكفر.
They openly convey and show Islam and they hide their kufr, their disbelief.
أنزل الله سورة وسماها سورة المنافقون.
Allah revealed a chapter of the Quran and He named it المنافقون.
أول هذه السورة إذا جاءك المنافقون.
And the beginning of the surah, this chapter says, when the منافقون, the hypocrites, when they come to you.
قالوا نشهد إنك لرسول الله.
They will say, we bear witness that you are the messenger of Allah.
الله يقول والله يعلم أنك لرسوله.
And he says that and Allah knows that you are the messenger.
والله يشهد إن المنافقين لكاذبون.
And Allah bears witness that the منافقين, the hypocrites, they are liars.
فلا بد أن يقول الإنسان لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صادقا بها.
So when a person says لا إله إلا الله and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, he has to say that truthfully.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال صدقا من قلبه احترازا يعني حتى يستثني من قالها بمجرد لسان غير أن يكون صادق بقلبه.
And the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم he has stated صدقا truthfully from his heart to negate or to exclude the others who didn't say this truthfully.
ما جزاؤه من قال من شهد أن لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صدقا من قلبه جزاؤه إلا حرمه الله على النار.
So what is the reward for the person who bears witness that لا إله إلا الله and Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah truthfully from his heart? What's the reward? He will be prohibited from the fire of hell.
ويلزم من أن حرمه الله على النار يعني أن يكون مصيره إلى الجنة.
And whoever is prohibited from the fire of hell, then it's imperative that he is going to go to the paradise, the Jannah.
كما في أحاديث أخرى من قال لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة.
As has come in other hadith, whoever will witness that لا إله إلا الله will enter into the Jannah, the paradise.
لأن يوم القيامة مصيران لا ثالث لهما إما جنة وإما نار.
Because on a day of resurrection there will only be two destinations. Either a person is going to Jannah or is going to go to the fire of hell, paradise or hell.
فمعنى إلا حرمه الله على النار يعني إلا دخل الجنة ولم يدخل النار.
So the meaning of he will be prohibited from the fire of hell means that he won't enter into the fire of hell and he will enter into the paradise, into Jannah.
لكن هناك فهم خطير لهذا الحديث وأمثاله.
But there is a dangerous understanding to this hadith and the likes of it.
فيظن البعض أن معنى يشهد أن لا إله الله أو أن يقول لا إله الله مجرد قول حتى لو لم يعمل شيئا.
So some of the people, they believe that this La ilaha illallah, this statement of Tawheed that we say, that it's just a statement that we utter, and they don't have to do anything else after that.
فليس معنى هذا الحديث أنه يقول لا إله إلا الله ولا يصلي.
So the meaning of this hadith isn't that a person says La ilaha illallah, then he doesn't pray.
ولا يزكي ولا يصوم ولا يحج.
And he doesn't pay zakat, and he doesn't fast, and he doesn't make hajj.
ولا يؤمن باليوم الآخر.
He doesn't believe in the last day.
لا يؤمن بالملائكة والكتب والرسل واليوم الآخر والقدر.
He doesn't believe in the angels and in the books and in the day of resurrection and in the qadr, the divine decree.
ليس معنى الحديث أنه يشهد الله الله ويفعل ما شاء من المعاصي والكبائر.
This hadith doesn't mean that as soon as a person bears witness to La ilaha illallah, that after that he can just do whatever he wills, vile acts and is falling to major sins.
تعقوق الوالدين,
such as disobeying his parents.
والسحر.
And magic.
وأكل الربا.
And getting involved in riba, usury.
وأكل مال اليتيم.
And taking the wealth of orphans.
إذن هذه الكلمة ليست كلمة مجرد يقول الإنسان.
So this statement isn't a statement that people just utter upon their tongues.
لابد لها من شروط ولابد لها من توابع.
So this is imperative. This statement لا إله إلا الله has to have conditions and it has to have guidelines.
وإنما هذه الكلمة هي رمز الإسلام.
And this كلمة, it is the رمز.
رمز الإسلام. إيش حط على المسجد الحين؟
Symbol. So this statement لا إله إلا الله, it is the symbol of Islam.
نعم. ولها لوازم ولها شروط ولها التزامات.
So it has things that it necessitates of us, and it has conditions and guidelines and the likes.
ولذلك بعض العلم قال.
So due to this, some of the people of knowledge, they have stated.
لا إله إلا الله مفتاح الجنة.
لا إله إلا الله is the key to the paradise.
ولكل مفتاح لا بد له من أسنان.
And every key, it has to have teeth on it.
هذا قديما لما كانت المفاتيح لها أسنان.
And this is something that is old, that the نعم, from the past, that keys, all keys, that they have teeth on them.
اليوم مفاتيح الفندق ما فيها أسنان.
So today we have keys that don't have teeth on them.
فقال لا إله إلا الله مفتاح الجنة.
لا إله إلا الله is the key to the paradise.
ولكل مفتاح لابد له من أسنان.
And every key has to have teeth on it.
فأسنان هذا المفتاح, مفتاح لا إله إلا الله, بقية أركان الإسلام.
So this key, it's like the key to Islam. Hey, so the teeth to this key, they are the conditions of Islam.
وما معنى إلا حرمه الله على النار؟
So what is the meaning of except that he Allah will forbid him from the fire of hell?
هل معنى أنه لا يدخل النار مطلقا؟
Does this mean that he will never ever enter into the fire of hell?
نعم, إذا حقق التوحيد تحقيقا كاملا لن يدخل النار مطلقا.
Yes, if he actualizes توحيد in giving all of his rights, then he won't enter into the fire of hell.
وتحقيق التوحيد تحقيقا تاما.
And the actualization of Tawheed is implementing it in entirety.
معنى أن يأتي بجميع أركان الإسلام والإيمان.
The meaning of it means to come with all the pillars of Islam and all the pillars of Iman, of faith.
ويأتي بما أوجب الله عليه ويجتنب ما حرم الله عليه.
And he performs whatever Allah has obligated upon him and he abstains from whatever Allah has prohibited him from.
فإذا حقق الدين كاملا والتوحيد كاملا لم يدخل النار أبدا.
So if he implements the entirety of the religion and gives the gives tawheed its rights, then he will have it won't enter into the fire.
أما إذا نقص توحيده,
as for if his tawheed is deficient,
ونقص إيمانه,
and his iman, his faith is deficient,
وترك بعض الواجبات,
and he leaves off some of the obligations,
وفعل بعض المعاصي والكبائر,
and he commits some of the sins and the major sins,
فهذا في مشيئة الله.
Then this is under the will of Allah.
إن شاء الله عز وجل عفى عنه وأدخله الجنة ولم يدخل النار أبدا.
If Allah wills, He will pardon him, enter into the Jannah, the paradise, and will never allow him to enter into the fire. If
وإذا شاء الله عذبه على قدر تقصيره وذنوبه.
And if he is punished, then he is punished in accordance with the extent of his sin.
حتى يطهره بالنار بسبب ذنوبه ثم يخرج من النار إلى الجنة.
So that he can be purified from his sins in the fire of hell, and then after that he will be allowed to enter into the Jannah, the paradise.
وصار معنى الحديث.
So the meaning of the hadith.
إن حقق لا إله إلا الله، إن حقق شهادة لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله تحقيقا كاملا.
So whoever gives the total rights to لا إله إلا الله and implements it in totality.
حرمه الله على النار تحريما مطلقا لا تمسه النار أبدا.
Then Allah will prohibit him from the fire of hell in totality and it will never touch him.
وإذا نقص توحيده وإيمانه.
But if his tawheed and his iman is deficient.
فيحرم الله عليه الخلود في النار.
Then Allah will prohibit for him to dwell in the fire of hell forever.
إذا شاء عذبه على قدر ذنوبه.
If he wills, he will punish him according to the extent of his sins.
نعم لا يخلد في النار لكن ممكن أن يعذب فيها.
He won't dwell in the fire of hell forever, but he may enter into it.
ثم يكون مصيره الأخير إلى الجنة.
And then after a period of time, he will be allowed to enter into the Jannah, into the paradise.
وعلى هذا نقول بهذا التوضيح الآتي.
So upon this, we clarify the following things.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated, whoever says لا إله إلا الله will enter into the Jannah, the paradise.
فإذا أكملها وأتمها دخل الجنة دخولا أوليا ومعاليا.
So if a person gives this statement all of his rights, he will enter into the paradise in the beginning and he will be in there forever.
أما إذا نقص التوحيد وإيمانه,
as for if his tawheed and his iman, his faith is deficient,
وشاء الله أن يعذبه,
and Allah has will to punish him,
فإنه لا يدخل الجنة ابتداء,
then he won't enter paradise at the very beginning.
بل ابتداء يعذب في النار.
But rather in the beginning he will be punished in the fire of hell.
ثم يخرج منها إلى الجنة.
Then he will be taken out of it and he will enter into the paradise.
فلا يدخلها ابتداء لكن يدخلها مآلا.
So he won't enter it into the paradise in the beginning, but in the end he will enter into it.
هذه عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة.
This is the creed, the aqidah of أهل السنة والجماعة.
أن ممكن أهل المعاصي من أهل لا إله إلا الله يدخلون النار.
That is possible for those who commit sins to who say لا إله إلا الله to enter into the fire of hell.
هم من أهل لا إله إلا الله ويدخلون النار.
They're from the people who say لا إله إلا الله. They enter into the fire of hell.
نعم هناك من أهل لا إله إلا الله من يدخل النار.
He says yes. There are those who say لا إله إلا الله and they may be called to enter the fire of hell.
لكن يدخلونها إلى الأبد.
But will they dwell in there forever?
وهم من أهل لا إله إلا الله.
And they're from the people who say لا إله إلا الله.
لا.
No.
وإنما يدخلونها إلى أمد إلى فترة معينة الله أعلم بها.
They will only enter into it for a specified period of time.
ثم يخرجون منها إلى الجنة.
And then after that, upon a period of time, they will be allowed to enter into the paradise.
فلا يخلد في النار أهل التوحيد أهل لا إله إلا الله.
So the people of Tawheed, the people of لا إله إلا الله, they will not dwell in the fire of hell forever.
إن عذبوا فإنهم يعذبون إلى أمد إلى فترة معينة.
So if they are punished, they are only punished for and appointed a specified period of time.
فصار أهل لا إله إلا الله على قسمين.
So the people who say لا إله إلا الله now divided into two categories, two types.
قسمون يدخلون الجنة ابتداء ومآلا.
The people who enter into the paradise in the beginning and they will dwell therein forever.
وقسمون لا يدخلون الجنة ابتداء وإنما يدخلون النار ابتداء.
And those who will not enter into the paradise in the beginning but they will enter into the fire of hell in the beginning.
ثم يخرجون منها ويدخلون الجنة إلى الأبد.
And then they will be taken out of it and they will be allowed to enter into the paradise and then they will dwell therein forever.
وأما الكفار الذي لم يقل لا إله الله أو قالوها ونقضوها.
As for the kuffar, the disbelievers who say لا إله إلا الله, they don't believe in it or they said it and then they later negated it.
فإنهم لا يدخلوا الجنة أبدا.
They will never ever enter into the paradise, the Jannah.
لا ابتداء ولا مآلا.
Not in the beginning nor in the end.
وإنما يدخلون النار.
Rather they will be entered into the fire of hell.
ابتداء ومآلا.
In the beginning and forever, eternally.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في الحديث الصحيح في الصحيحين في البخاري ومسلم.
The message of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم stated in the hadith that's in the صحيحين, in صحيح البخاري, in صحيح مسلم.
يخرج من النار أقوام من أهل لا إله إلا الله.
A group of people will be extracted from it, from the fire of hell, who say لا إله إلا الله.
انتبهوا نسأل الله العافية أن يعافينا وإياكم من النار.
He said, pay attention and we ask Allah to save ourselves and you all from the fire of hell.
أقوام من أهل لا إله إلا الله يخرج يدخلون النار.
A group from the people who say لا إله إلا الله will be entered into the fire of hell.
ثم يخرجون منها.
Then it will be taken out of it.
وقد انتحشوا وصاروا حمما يعني قد شوتهم النار وصاروا حمما صاروا فحما.
They will enter into the fire of hell and they will be burnt to a crisp.
احترقوا فيها حتى صاروا فحما.
They will be burnt into the like charcoal, like burnt to a crisp.
وهم من أهل لا إله إلا الله.
And they are from the people of لا إله إلا الله.
ثم يلقون في نهر. في الجنة.
And then they will be entered into a river at the paradise.
نهر يسمى نهر الحياة.
And this river is called the river of Hayat, the نهر الحياة, the river of life.
فينبتون كما تنبت الحبة في حميل السيل. يعني كما تنبت البذور الدقيقة التي إذا جاء مطر قليل نبتت بسرعة.
And they will sprout out of it the same way that a seed sprouts out of the soil and becomes like a plant.
ثم يدخلون الجنة ويكون من أهل الجنة.
Then they will enter to the Jannah of the Paradise and they will be from the people of the Paradise.
الخوارج فرقة من فرق تنتسب للإسلام.
And the Khawarij, one of the groups that ascribe themselves to Islam,
ينكرون هذه الأحاديث.
They deny these ahadith.
ويعتقدون أن مرتكب الكبيرة واحدة.
And they believe anyone who commits one major sin,
يذهب إيمانه بالكلية.
That his iman, it depletes in totality,
ويكون كافرا,
and becomes a kafir, a disbeliever,
ويدخل النار ولا يخرج منها من أجل المعصية الواحدة.
And then he enters the fire of hell, and he will never come out of it because of this one sin, major sin that he committed.
أما أهل السنة والجماعة,
as for أهل السنة والجماعة,
فيعتقدون كما دلت النصوص من الكتاب والسنة,
then they believe, as the text has proven from the book and the Sunnah,
أن مرتكب الكبيرة عاصي ناقص الإيمان.
That one who has committed a major sin, that he's a sinner, and his iman, his faith, it decreases.
وإذا مات على معصيته ولم يتوب منها,
and if he dies upon the sin without making tawbah, without repenting from it,
فهو إلى الله عز وجل.
Then the affair is left to Allah عز وجل.
إن شاء عذبه.
If Allah wills, he'll punish him.
لكن يعذبه إلى أمد, إلى فترة.
But he will only punish him for in a specified period of time.
ثم يخرج من النار إلى الجنة إلى الأبد.
And then he will come out of the fire of hell and enter into the paradise eternally.
وإن شاء عفى عنه.
And if Allah wills, he'll pardon him.
ويستحق أن يدخل النار على ذنبه ومعصيته.
Even though he deserved to enter into the fire of hell because of the sin that he committed.
لكن الله يفعل ما يشاء. قد يعفو عنه ويدخله الجنة من غير حساب, من غير عذاب.
But Allah does whatever He wills and He pardons whoever He wills.
يقول الله عز وجل.
Allah عز وجل stated.
إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به.
Allah does not forgive that shirk is committed with Him.
ويغفر ما دون ذلك, ما دون الشرك, لمن شاء.
He forgives whatever is less than that, meaning whatever is less than shirk, for whoever He wills.
هذه عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة.
This is the عقيدة. This is the creed and belief of أهل السنة والجماعة.
الآن ننتقل إلى السؤال العاشر.
Now we're going to move on to the 10th question.
ما أعظم الذنوب؟
What is the greatest sin?
الجواب الشرك بالله.
The answer is committing shirk with Allah.
أعظم ذنب عصي به الله عز وجل هو الشرك.
The greatest sin that can ever be committed is shirk.
وهو الذنب الذي لا يغفره الله.
And this is the sin that Allah will not forgive.
ويستوجب لصاحبه الدخول النار والخلود فيها.
And this obligates upon the person who commits it to enter into the fire of hell and to stay in the fire of hell eternally.
فمن أشرك بالله عز وجل,
so whoever commits shirk with Allah عز وجل,
حبط عمله, بطل عمله.
All of his actions are rendered null and void.
حتى النبي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم,
even the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم,
والرسل من قبله,
and the messengers before him,
لو أشركوا,
if they were to commit shirk,
لحبطت أعمالهم,
all their actions would have been rendered null and void.
فكيف من هو دونهم,
so how about those people that are of a less station than them?
الشرك خطير جدا.
Shirk is very dangerous.
لذلك يقول النبي, يقول الله عز وجل,
so for this reason Allah عز وجل stated,
لنبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم,
to his Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم,
ولقد أوحي إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك, يعني علمناك وعلمنا الرسل من قبلك.
We have revealed to you and those that come before you, meaning we have taught you and those that came before you.
لئن أشركت ليحبطن عملك ولتكونن من الخاسرين.
That if you commit shirk, all your actions will be rendered null and void, and you will be from amongst the losers.
وذكر الله عز وجل بعض الأنبياء في سورة الأنعام.
And Allah عز وجل mentioned some of the prophets in Surah, the chapter An'am.
فقال بعد ذلك.
And he said after that.
ولو أشركوا لحبط عنهم ما كانوا يعملون.
And if they committed shirk, their actions would have been rendered null and void.
ويقول عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه.
And عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه he stated.
كما في الصحيحين.
As has come in the صحيحين.
قال يا رسول الله أي الذنب أعظم؟
He said, O Messenger of Allah, what is the greatest sin?
قال أن تجعل لله ندا شريكا.
He said to ascribe a partner to Allah.
أن تجعل لله ندا وهو خلقك.
To ascribe a partner to Allah while He is the one that created you.
الله خالقك تجعل ندا معه شريكا.
Allah is the creator and you ascribe a partner alongside Him.
الله الخالق تجعل معه شريك مخلوق مثلك.
And Allah is the creator and you ascribe to Him a partner that's created like you.
هذا أعظم الذنب على الإطلاق.
This is the greatest sin that can ever be committed in the absolute sense.
ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث آخر في الصحيحين حديث أبي بكر.
And the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم also stated in a hadith that has come in the صحيحين on the authority of Abi Bakr.
ألا أنبئكم بأكبر الكبائر؟ أخبركم بأكبر الكبائر.
Shall I not inform you what the greatest sin is that can ever be committed?
قالوا بلى يا رسول الله.
He said, certainly, O Messenger of Allah.
قال الشرك بالله.
He said, committing shirk with Allah.
وعقوق الوالدين.
And disobeying your parents.
وقول الزور وشهادة الزور يعني شهادة الكذب.
And taking a false witness.
ويقول عليه الصلاة والسلام كما في الصحيحين أيضا من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه.
And the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was also stated in the صحيحين as has come on the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه.
قل اجتنبوا السبع المبيقات ابتعدوا اجتنبوا أسعار السبع المبيقات المبيقات يعني السبع الذنوب المهلكات.
He said to stay away from the seven destructive sins.
قال وما هن يا رسول الله.
They said what are they, O Messenger of Allah?
قال الشرك بالله.
He said committing shirk with Allah.
والسحر.
Magic.
وقتل النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق.
And killing a soul that Allah did not killing a soul without due right.
وأكل الربا.
And getting involved in riba.
وأكل مال اليتيم.
And taking the wealth of an orphan.
واليتيم الذي فقد أباه قبل البلوغ.
And an orphan is an individual who his father has died before he's reached the stage of puberty.
والتولي يوم الزحف يعني الهروب من العدو أثناء القتال.
And on the day where you have to fight on the battlefield, where you turn your heels and you run away.
وقذف المحصنات المؤمنات الغافلات يعني اتهام النساء المؤمنات الغافلة بعيدة عن الفاحشة يتهمها بالزنا.
And you accuse the chaste women of falling into fornication.
فهذه السبع المبيقات.
So these seven major sins.
أولها وأعظمها.
The first of them and the greatest of them.
هو الشرك بالله عز وجل.
Is committing shirk with Allah عز وجل.
فالشرك خطير جدا.
So shirk is something that is very dangerous.
لذلك ينبغي المسلم أن يعرف الشرك.
So it is appropriate for the Muslim to have knowledge to know what shirk is.
لماذا يعرفه؟
Why should he know it?
حتى يجتنبه.
So that he can abstain from it.
ويتنبه إليه.
And be cautious of it.
يقول القائل,
if one says,
عرفت الشر لا للشر,
I learn evil not because it's evil,
ولكن لتوقيه حتى احذر منه.
But so I can know what it is, so that I'm able to abstain from.
ومن لا يعرف الشر من الخير يقع فيه.
And whoever doesn't know the difference between evil and good, he's bound to fall into evil.
يقول عرفت الشر لا للشر ولكن لتوقيه. ومن لا يعرف الخير الشر من الخير يقع فيه.
So I learn evil, not for the sake of learning evil, but I learn evil so that I can abstain from it.
فالعلماء بينوا الشرك ومعناه.
So the scholars, they have clarified shirk in his meaning, his definition.
وأنواعه وصوره.
In his categories and his different types.
وكبيره وصغيره.
And the major part of it and the minor part of it.
والأشياء التي تؤدي للشرك.
And those things that can lead to shirk.
كل ذلك تحذيرا منه.
All of this has been done in order to warn you all from it.
فهو أعظم ذنب على الإطلاق.
So it is the greatest sin that can ever be committed in the absolute sense.
السؤال العاشر ما أعظم الذنوب؟ الجواب الشرك بالله.
So the 10th question here is what is the greatest sin, and the answer is committing shirk with Allah.
السؤال الحادي عشر ما الشرك؟
So the 11th question is what is shirk?
عرفنا أن الشرك أعظم الذنوب لكن ما هو الشرك؟
We know that shirk is the greatest sin now, but what is shirk?
الشرك هو عبادة إله من دون الله تعالى أو مع الله تعالى.
Shirk is to worship another ilah, another deity alongside Allah Ta'ala or with Allah
Ta'ala.
Everything that is created is something else alongside Allah.
فمن اتخذ مخلوقا وعبده مع الله.
So whoever takes anything from the creation and worships it alongside Allah,
فقد أشرك بالله عز وجل.
Then he's committed shirk with Allah عز وجل.
قال عبادة إله من دون الله. إذا عبد فهو إله.
So it states that shirk here, that it is worship of any ilah, any deity other than Allah. So whoever does it, they've committed shirk.
فكل ما يعبد من دون الله يقال عنه إله.
So anything that is worshipped alongside Allah, it is termed an ilah, a deity.
وهو إله باطل.
And it is a false deity.
لكن يسمى إله.
But it has a name, ilah, deity.
وأما الإله الحق فهو الله عز وجل وحده.
As for the ilah, the deity in truth, it is Allah عز وجل alone by himself.
ولما قلت هو عبارة إله يشمل جميع الآلهة.
And when I've said that it is to worship an ilah, a deity, this encompasses all false deities.
سواء كان هذا المعبود من دون الله,
regardless if it is something that is worshipped alongside Allah,
نبي من أنبياء الله,
a prophet from the prophets of Allah,
أو ملائكة,
or the angels,
أو ولي من أولياء الله الصالحين,
or one of the saints from amongst the righteous,
أو شمس أو قمر,
or the sun or the moon,
أو صنم أو وثن.
Or a sanam or a wathan, which is like an idol.
أي شيء يعبد من دون الله فهو إله.
Anything that is worshipped alongside Allah, then it is an ilah.
وعبادة مع الله شرك بالله.
And worshiping them alongside Allah is committing shirk with Allah.
ما الفرق؟
What's the difference
بين الذين يعبدون نبي من أنبياء الله
Between the one who worships the Prophet amongst the prophets of Allah and the one that worships a cow. What's the difference between the two of them?
لا فرق.
There's no difference.
هذا الشرك وهذا الشرك.
This is shirk and that shirk.
لكن هذا نبي وهذه بقرة.
But this is a prophet and that's just a cow.
هذا ملك وهذه شجرة.
This is an angel and that's a tree.
كله شرك بالله عز وجل.
All of it is shirk with Allah عز وجل.
ولذلك بعض المشركين.
And for this reason, some of the mushrikeen, those who commit shirk,
ممن ينتسب إلى أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم,
who ascribe themselves to the Ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم,
يقول أنتم تأتون بالآيات التي أنزل الله بالشرك.
You are coming with these verses that Allah has revealed concerning shirk,
وتستدلون بها علينا,
and you utilize them as evidences against us.
ونحن لا نعبد أصناما ولا أوثانا,
and we don't worship أصنام and أوثان. We don't worship idols.
ولا اللات ولا العزة.
We don't worship Lat and Uzza.
وإنما نعبد أولياء وصالحين ومن آل البيت.
But we worship the saints and the righteous and in the family, the household of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فكيف تستدلون بالآيات التي أنزل الله في عبادة الأصنام؟
So how can you utilize these evidence where Allah is speaking about those who worship idols?
علينا ونحن نعبد أولياء وصالحين.
Against us and we're worshiping the righteous and the saints and the righteous.
فالجواب على هؤلاء.
So the response, the rebuttal to these individuals,
من وجهين اثنين,
are from two different perspectives.
سأذكرهما.
I will mention them.
ثم أطلب من أحدكم.
Then I will request one of you.
أن يعيد ما قلت.
To repeat back to me what I said to you.
لكن على سبيل الاختيار لأنه قل فلان أي واحد يرفع يده.
Nah, but he said he's going to choose which one of you wants to give the answer.
فمن تمكن من الجواب فليشارك.
So whoever is sure of the answer, then he should answer.
مستعدون.
So you all ready?
طيب. أولا أعيد السؤال. ما هو السؤال?
So first I'm going to repeat the question. What's the question?
السؤال أن المشركين.
The question is the mushrikeen, those who commit shirk.
عباد الأولياء.
The ones who worship the saints, that which is apparent from them that they are from the ummah, the Muslim nation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
يقول لماذا تستدلون بالآيات التي أنزل الله في عبادة الأصنام?
Why are you utilizing these evidence that Allah has stated concerning those who worship idols?
وتجعلونها فينا ونحن لا نعبد أصناما.
And utilize them against us, and we're not worshiping idols.
نعبد الأولياء وصالحين.
Worshiping the saints and the righteous.
فالرد على هؤلاء من وجهين اثنين.
So the rebuttal to these individuals is from two different perspectives.
الجواب الأول.
The first angle.
أن الشرك هو عبادة غير الله مع الله.
The first response is that shirk is worshiping anything else alongside Allah.
فمن قال أن الشرك لا يكون شركا إلا إذا كان المعبود مع الله صنم.
So the definition of shirk is that it is not that shirk is only the one who worships an idol.
أو أن المعبود مع الله بقرة.
Or the one who worships a cow alongside Allah.
كل من عبد إلها مع الله فقد أشرك مع الله.
Anyone who worships any deity alongside Allah, then he has ascribed a partner to Allah.
سواء كان هذا المعبود مع الله ملك أو نبي.
Regardless if what he's ascribed alongside Allah, worshiped alongside Allah, is an angel or a prophet.
أو ولي صالح.
Or a saint or one who is righteous.
أو شمس أو قمر.
Or the son of the moon.
أو شيطان.
Or the شيطان, Satan, the devil.
أو جني.
Or a jinn.
كل ذلك شرك.
All of this is shirk.
فهذا الشرك وهذا الشرك.
So this is shirk and that shirk.
هذا الوجه الأول.
This is the first perspective.
أعيد مرة أخرى.
I'm going to repeat it again to you.
أن الشرك عبادة إله آخر مع الله.
That shirk is to worship another alongside Allah.
بأي بغض النظر عن نوع الإله الذي تقرب مع الله. الشرك هو عبادة غير الله مع الله.
Without looking at the different types of things that people may worship alongside Allah. Whatever is worship alongside Allah is shirk.
فنقول أنتم مشركون أشركتم مع الله شريكا آخر.
So you said you all have committed shirk. You have ascribed a partner to Allah.
سواء كان نبيا أو شيطانا كله قد أشركتم مع الله.
Regardless if it's a prophet or a shaitan, the devil, you've ascribed him as a partner alongside Allah.
الوجه الثاني,
the second angle.
نقول له ومن قال أن المشرك الأوائل ما كانوا يعبدون أولياء؟
عاد.
ومن يقول أن المشرك الأوائل اللي نزلت فيهم الآيات ما كانوا يعبدون الأولياء؟
نعم. So in the second perspective is who was the one that said that the mushrikeen of the past who said that they didn't worship the saints and the righteous?
حتى المشرك الأوائل كان يعبدون أولياء.
Even these mushrikeen of the past, they used to worship saints and the likes.
والله يقول في القرآن.
And Allah عز وجل mentions in the Quran.
ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء.
And don't worship alongside him أولياء, saints.
والنصارى يعبدون من.
And the Christians, the Nasara, they worship who?
مع الله يعبدون من.
Alongside Allah, who else do they worship?
يعبدون مع الله. عيسى ما يعبدون الصنم يعبدون عيسى.
They don't worship idols. They worship Isa, Jesus.
فهذا الشرك.
So this is shirk.
نبي الله عيسى بن مريم عليه السلام.
This is the prophet of Allah, Isa, Jesus عليه السلام.
من أولي العزم من الرسل.
He's from those messengers that had a strong will, firm conviction.
ومع ذلك هم مشركون لأنهم عبدوا عيسى عليه السلام.
And along with this, they are still considered those who mishrik because they worship Isa alongside Allah عز وجل.
فنقول مرة أخرى.
So we're going to say another time, second time.
من أشرك مع الله عز وجل أي شريك فهو مشرك.
Whoever ascribes any partner to any partner alongside Allah, he is a mushrik. One commits shirk.
سواء كان الذي تخل مع الله نبي أو ملك أو صنم كله شرك.
Regardless of a person took alongside Allah as a partner, an angel or a prophet or a saint, all of it is shirk.
والوجه الثاني في الرد.
And the second angle of this refutation.
أن كل مشركين الأوائل كانوا يعبدون الأولياء.
That the mushrikeen of the past, the days of ignorance, they used to worship saints.
ومع ذلك هم مشركون.
And even along with all of this, they're still mushrikun, those who commit shirk.
أول ما وقع الشرك.
The first time that shirk occurred.
في قوم نوح عليه السلام.
And the people of it happened during the time of the people of Nuh عليه السلام.
كان في رجال صالحون أولياء.
They had righteous men with them, saints.
فلما ماتوا.
So when they died.
جاء الشيطان وأوحى إلى أولادهم.
The shaitan came and.
وأوحى علم أولادهم قال لهم اقترح عليهم.
نعم.
لأولاد الصالحين.
And he whispered to the people.
أنصور لهم تصاوير وتماثيل تذكركم بالرجال الصالحين الذين ماتوا.
To erect idols in their remembrance to so they can remind them of their righteousness. Remind them.
وكان واحد منهم اسمه ود.
And one of them his name was ود.
والسواع.
سواع.
ويعوق.
يعوق.
ونصرة.
والنصرة.
هذه أسماء رجال الصالحين. الشيطان قال لأولادهم من بعدهم صور لهم تصاوير. حتى تذكرون صور تذكارية.
So these are the righteous. These are the saints who the shaitan came to the people of Nuh after him and he told them to erect idols. So
كلما نظرتم إلى صورهم تنشطتم وتشجعتم للعبادة.
Now so that this could be an encouragement for them to worship Allah more the way that these righteous, these saints used to worship Allah.
حتى هلك الجيل الأول الذين صوروا تصور أنفسهم.
To the point that after this first generation had passed.
وجاء جيل بعدهم.
And another generation came after them.
فجاءهم الشيطان.
The shaitan came to them now.
وقال إن آباءكم
and you say your forefathers
ما وضعوا هذه التصاوير
they didn't erect these
أصنام التصاوير
نعم
yeah. خلاص
so The shaitan came to this second generation now and he stated to them that your forefathers didn't erect these idols except
إن أباءكم ما وضعوا هذه التصاوير لهؤلاء الصالحين إلا لأن لهم شفاعة وقربة عند الله.
That your forefathers didn't erect these idols except to utilize them as a means of intercession with Allah.
فما زال بهم حتى زين لهم فعبدوهم من دون الله.
So they weren't left off until they began worshiping them alongside Allah.
وحال هذا نقول
And along with this we say
للمشركين
concerning the مشركين
الذين يعبدون الأولياء الصالحين
those who worship these righteous
نستدل عليكم بالآيات التي أنزلها الله في عبادة الأصنام
who they say to utilize these verses concerning idols against us
فإن قالوا لنا كيف تستدلون بالآيات التي أنزل الله في عبادة الأصنام
And if they say how can you utilize these verses where Allah is speaking about those who are worshipping idols
ونحن لا نعبد أصناما
and we don't worship idols
نعبد أولياء الصالحين
we worship Holy and Salihin, the saints and the righteous.
فكيف نرد عليهم؟
So how will we rebut them? How will we refute them?
من وجهين اثنين.
From these two perspectives.
ما هما؟
What are they?
أقولهم مرة أخرى.
So I'm going to explain it to you again.
طيب. الوجه الأول.
The first angle.
أن الشرك اتخاذ إله مع الله.
That shirk is taking a partner alongside Allah.
سواء كان الذي اتخذ مع الله صنم ولا وثن ولا ملك ولا نبي ولا كل شرك هذا شرك وهذا شرك.
Regardless if was taken alongside of Allah is an idol or an angel or a prophet or whatever it is, all of it is shirk.
والوجه الثاني,
the second perspective,
أن المشرك الأوائل
that the original the mushrikeen of the past
أيضا كانوا يعبدون أولياء.
They also used to worship saints.
حتى النصارى يعبدون عيسى بن مريم عليه السلام.
Even the Christians they worship عيسى بن مريم عليه السلام.
وقوم نوح يعبدون إيش ناس صالحين.
And the people of Nuh عليه السلام used to worship what? They used to worship righteous.
فلا حجة لكم.
So this is not an evidence.
إذا استدلينا عليكم بالآيات التي أنزل الله بالشرك.
This is an evidence that you're saying that we can't utilize these verses against you for you all to stop committing shirk and say that this is shirk.
أنتم مشركون.
You are مشركون.
إذا عبدتم الأولياء.
If you worship the saints,
أو الشياطين,
or shayateen, the devils,
أو الرسل,
or messengers,
أو الحجر,
or stones,
أو الشمس أو القمر,
or the sun and the moon.
من عبد غير الله مع الله فهو مشرك.
Whoever worships other than Allah, Allah said Allah, then he's committed shirk. He's a mushrik.
أي نوع من الآلهة تعبد مع الله فهو شرك.
Regardless of what type of deity you worship is shirk.
ونقول لهم أيضا,
and we say to them as well,
حتى المشرك الأول كان يعبد الأولياء.
Even the mushrikeen of the past, they used to worship saints. So now we're going to ask you another time. If those who worship the awliya, the saints, if they say, why do you utilize as evidence against us those statements in the Quran where Allah is speaking about those who worship idols, and we don't worship idols, we worship saints and the righteous. So how do we rebut them? How do we refute them? No. He says, so you're going to repeat it to you again, or?
Mashallah, mashallah.
Huh? So you refute you, or do you say that you're correct?
Tafadhal.
The fact that you worship
yourself
other than
غير الله. كل من عبد غير الله فهو
so
فهو مشرك.
Everyone that worships anything other than Allah, then he's a mushrik. He's committed shirk.
سواء كان هذا المعبود مع الله ولي أو صنم نفس الشيء.
Regardless if what he worships, Allah said Allah is a saint, or whether it's an idol, it's all the same. Same thing.
نعم. الوجه الثاني.
The second perspective.
نعم. حتى المشرك الأول كان يعبد الأولياء ومع ذلك هم مشركون.
The mushrikeen of the past, they as well used to worship saints, and even with that, they're mushrikun.
طيب.
Good.
السؤال الذي بعده.
The next question.
السؤال الثاني عشر.
The 12th question.
أكمل الحديث.
Complete this hadith.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
من حلف بغير الله.
Whoever swears by other than Allah.
الجواب فقد كفر وأشرك.
The answer is, then he has disbelieved and committed shirk.
رواه الترمذي عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما.
This has been recorded by Tirmidhi on the authority of Ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما.
عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما.
ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما.
عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما.
لطاعته ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He stated that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
من حلف بغير الله.
Whoever swears by other than Allah.
فقد كفر وأشرك.
Then he has committed kufr. He has disbelieved and he has committed shirk.
عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما.
On the authority of Umar رضي الله عنهما.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ابن عمر. On the authority of Ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
من حلف بغير الله فقد كفر وأشرك.
Whoever swears by other than Allah, then he is disbelieved and committed shirk.
رواه الترمذي.
Recorded by Tirmidhi.
من يقول هذا الحديث من حفظه حفظا.
So who can say this hadith? Who can say it from the memory?
نعم تفضل. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنه. فقد كفر رواه الترمذي. بارك الله. من يقول هذا الحديث?
So who else can say this hadith?
فقد كفر وأشرك رواه الترمذي ابن عمر ما اسمه
ابن عمر what's his name
عبد الله اسمه عبد الله
his name is عبد الله
ابن عمر اسمه عبد الله
ابن عمر his name is عبد الله
لا قلنا رضي الله عنهما لأنه صحابي وأبوه صحابي
and we say رضي الله عنهما may Allah be with both of them because he is a companion and his father is a companion they're both صحابة
هذا الحديث
this hadith
يحذر من الحلف بغير الله
warns us precautions us from swearing swearing upon others alongside Allah.
وأن الواجب
and that which is obligatory
لمن أراد أن يحلف
for the one that wants to swear
أن يحلف بالله عز وجل
that he swears by Allah عز وجل.
وفي حديث آخر في الصحيحين
another حديث that comes in the صحيحين
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان حالفا فليحلف بالله أو ليصمت.
The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said whoever wants to swear then he should swear by Allah or he should be silent.
وسمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عمر رضي الله عنه
And the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he heard Umar رضي الله عنه
يحلف بالكعبة,
swearing by the Kaaba.
وقال إن الله ينهاكم تحلفوا بغير الله.
And he said Allah has prohibited you from swearing by other than Allah.
وهذا أيضا في الصحيحين.
And this is also in the صحيحين, Bukhari and Muslim.
فمن كان حالفا فليحلف بالله وحده.
So whoever wants to swear, then he swears by Allah alone by himself.
لأن الحلف
because swearing
تعظيم. للمحلوف به.
Is a magnification, a glorification of the one that you're swearing by.
ولا يجوز أن نعظم إلا الله عز وجل فلا نحلف إلا بالله.
And there's no one that should be magnified, glorified in his fashion except Allah عز وجل, so we only swear by him.
فإذا أراد أحد أن يحلف فليقل بالله.
And if one wants to swear, he can say بالله by Allah.
أو والله.
Or والله, swear by Allah.
أو تالله.
Or تالله, again swear by Allah.
أو يقول رب الكعبة.
Or he says by the Lord of the Kaaba.
أو يقول والذي بعث محمدا بالحق.
Or he can say by the one who has sent Muhammad with the truth.
أو يقول والذي نفسي بيده.
Or he can say by the one whose hand my soul is.
أو يقول لا ومقلب القلوب.
Or he can say the one who is the turner of the hearts.
فلا يحلف إلا بالله عز وجل باسم من أسماء أو بصفة من صفاته.
So a person can only swear by Allah or swear by one of his sifats, one of his attributes.
أما من حلف بغير الله.
As for the one who swears by other than Allah,
فهو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقد كفر أو أشرك.
Then he is, as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned, he has committed kufr, he has disbelieved, and he has committed shirk.
والعلماء يقولون.
And the scholars say
أن الحلف بغير الله شرك أصغر.
That swearing by other than Allah is minor shirk.
شرك لفظي.
It's a shirk in wording.
ولا يعني أنه أصغر أنه هين.
And it being minor doesn't mean that
بسيط أو هين.
It doesn't mean that it's something that's minor, something that's small, something that's light.
لكن هو small, هو أصغر بالنسبة للشرك الأكبر.
It's only something minute. It's only something minuscule in comparison to major shirk.
بل هو أكبر من كل الكبائر. ليس أكبر منه إلا الشرك الأكبر.
And this minor shirk is greater than all the major sins.
فهو شرك أصغر بالنسبة للشرك الأكبر.
So it's only minor shirk in comparison to major shirk.
لا لأنه صغير هين.
It's not minor in the fact that the action itself is something that is minuscule and minute.
إذاك يقول عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه.
For this reason, Abdullah bin Mas'ud رضي الله عنه has stated.
صحابي.
The Sahabi, the companion.
يقول لأن أحلف بالله كاذبا.
He said, for me to swear by Allah and be lying.
أحب إلي من أن أحلف بغير الله صادقا.
Is more beloved to me than swearing by other than Allah and being truthful in that swear.
لو حلف إنسان بالله وكذب.
If a person were to swear by other than Allah, or if a person were to swear by Allah and he was lying,
فهذه معصية.
Then this is a sin.
لكن لو حلف بغير الله ولو كان صادقا.
But if he's swearing by other than Allah, even if he was truthful,
فهو شرك.
Then this is shirk.
والشرك أعظم ذنب من عصي الله به.
And shirk is the greatest sin that can ever be committed.
ارجع إلى السؤال العاشر.
So we're going to go back to question 10 now.
ما أعظم الذنوب.
What is the greatest sin?
الجواب الشرك بالله.
The answer is committing shirk with Allah.
فالحلف بغير الله شرك بالله. فالحلف بغير الله
شرك بالله. So swearing by other than Allah is committing shirk with Allah.
فهنا من فقه عبد الله بن مسعود الصحابي.
So here from the fiqh, from the understanding of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, this noble companion.
قال لأن أحلف بالله كاذبا.
He said to swear by Allah while I'm lying.
أحب إلي من أن أحلف بغير الله صادقا.
Is more beloved to me than swearing by other than Allah while I'm truthful in that statement.
ولا يحلف بالله إلا صادقا.
And that's why when you swear.
Abdullah Mas'ud لا يحلف بالله إلا صادقا.
And he, Abdullah Mas'ud, when he swears by Allah, he only swears by Allah truthfully.
وهو صادق حتى لو لم يحلف.
And he's so truthful to the point that he may not even swear.
لكن يريد أن يبين لنا شناعة الشرك وأنه شيء عظيم كبير.
But he wanted to clarify to us the state of shirk and that is something that is major, that is great.
فقال أحب إلي أن أحلف بالله ولو كنت كاذبا.
He said that it's more beloved to me as more is for me to swear by Allah and I'm lying.
ولا أحلف بغير الله ولو كنت صادقا.
Is more beloved to me to swear by other than Allah even if I'm being truthful in that.
والآن السؤال.
So now we have a question.
الحلف بغير الله شرك أكبر ولا أصغر؟
Swearing by other than Allah, is it major shirk or minor shirk?
شكرا. الحلف بغير الله شرك أصغر ولا أكبر؟
Major shirk or minor shirk? Swearing by other than Allah. ها؟ أكبر قال.
أكبر.
قال أكبر.
الحلف بغير الله شرك أصغر.
Swearing by other than Allah is أصغر, is minor shirk. بارك الله فيك.
طيب. Good. الحلف بغير الله شرك أصغر.
So swearing by other than Allah is minor shirk.
وليس معنى أصغر أنه هين.
And it being minor shirk doesn't mean that it itself is something that's small, minute.
هو أصغر بالنسبة للأكبر.
It's only something that is minor in comparison to major shirk.
لكنه وإن كان أصغر هو أكبر من كل الكبائر.
But it itself, this minor shirk, is worse than all of the major sins.
حتى ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه يقول.
To the point that Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه, he says,
لأن أحلف بالله كاذبا.
For me to swear by Allah and be lying.
وهذه معصية الحلف بغير الله ويكذب معصية.
And this is a sin to swear by Allah and be lying in that.
يقول لو حلف بغير الله وكذبت. لو.
He says even if I were to swear by Allah and I was lying.
لكن أحب إلي من أن أحلف بغير الله صادقا ولو كنت صادقا.
He said this is still more beloved to me than to swear by other than Allah and be truthful in what I'm saying.
لماذا؟
Why?
لأن الحلف بالله ولو كان كاذبا.
Because swearing by Allah even if a person is lying in that.
فهذه معصية.
Then this is a sin.
ولكن الحلف بغير الله.
But swearing by other than Allah.
شرك.
Is shirk.
والشرك أعظم الذنوب.
And shirk is the greatest of all sins.
ارجع للسؤال العاشر.
So we're going to go back to the 10th question here.
ما أعظم الذنوب.
What is the greatest sin that can ever be committed?
الجواب الشرك بالله.
Answer is committing shirk with Allah.
يجب أن نحذر من الشرك الأكبر والأصغر.
So we have to try to abstain, precaution ourselves from major and minor shirk.
والآن السؤال.
So now we have a question.
الحلف بغير الله شرك أكبر أم أصغر؟
swearing by Allah other than Allah is a major or minor shirk? أصغر.
الحمد لله. طيب. وأحيانا في بعض الصور يكون الحلف بغير الله شرك أكبر.
And sometimes swearing by other than Allah can be major shirk.
متى؟
When?
إذا كان الذي يحلف بغير الله.
If the one who swears by other than Allah,
يعتقد أن هذا المحلوف محلوف به مع الله.
If he believes that this one that he's swearing by alongside Allah,
هو أعظم من الله عز وجل.
Is greater than Allah عز وجل.
أو كعظمة الله عز وجل.
Or he has the same magnificence of Allah عز وجل.
فحينئذ لا يكون شركا لفظيا أصغر.
So when a person does this, it's not just simply a shirk that is committed in his words that he's uttering.
سيكون شركا أكبر.
Then here becomes major shirk.
هذا وإن كان قليلا.
This even if it is something that is light.
لكن يوجد
even if something that's not done a lot but it's something that occurs.
فالبعض إذا أراد أن يحلف كاذبا حلف بالله.
So if a person wants to swear and he's lying at that, then he should still swear by Allah.
وإذا أراد أن يقسم يمينا لا يتعداه ولا يتخلف عنه حلف بالولي. وإذا أراد أن يحلف يمينا مؤكدا حلف بأحد الأولياء.
And if a person wants to take some type of an oath, Then something that, and be very, very firm in that, have conviction in that, then he'll swear by some saint.
إذا أراد أن يكذب يحلف بالله.
If he wants to lie, then he swear by Allah.
إذا أراد أن يحلف أن يقسم يمينا قويا لا يتجاوزه حلف بغير الله.
If he wants to take an oath or something like this, then he will do it by some saint alongside Allah.
كما يفعل ذلك الروافض الشيعة.
As the Rafidah and the Shia do.
إذا أراد أحد أن يحلف حلفا قويا لا يتجاوزه حلف بالعباس أو الحسين.
If a person wants to take a very strong oath, then he'll swear by Abbas and Hussein.
وإذا أراد أن يحلف كاذبا قال والله.
Then if he wants to swear and he's lying, he'll say والله.
وإذا قيل لهم لماذا تحلفون بالله وتكذبون وتحلفون بالولي ولا تكذبون.
And if you say to them, why when you swear by Allah you lie and when you swear by other than Allah you tell the truth.
يكون الله غفور رحيم لو حلفت به وكذبت. No problem.
They'll say Allah is He's all forgiving, the most merciful, and Allah may forgive me for what I'm doing.
لكن الولي إذا حلفت به وكذبت.
But as for the wali, the saint, if you swear by him and you're lying,
فإنه يفعل بك ويفعل بك.
Then he'll do this to you and he'll do that to you.
فهذا حينئذ شرك أكبر.
So here, this is major shirk أكبر.
حيث اعتقد أن الولي أعظم من الله عز وجل ويفعل ما لا يفعله الله.
When a person believes that this wali, that the saint is greater than Allah, and that he can do whatever Allah does.
وأما الأصل فالحلف بغير الله فهو شرك أصغر.
As for the origin of this affair, then swearing by other than Allah is minor shirk.
متى يكون الحلف بغير الله شرك أكبر؟
So when the swearing by other than Allah become major shirk?
إذا اعتقد أن المحلوف به كعظمة الله أو أعظم من الله.
When a person believes that whatever he is swearing by alongside Allah is has the same magnificence of Allah or is greater than Allah.
متى يكون الشرك بغير الله شرك أكبر؟
So when is swearing by other than Allah major shirk?
إذا اعتقد أن المحلوف به كعظمة الله أو أعظم من الله.
When a person believes that that which he is swearing by alongside Allah has the same magnificence of Allah or is greater than Allah.
والآن عندي سؤال.
And now I have a question.
وهو.
And it is.
متى يكون الحلف بغير الله شرك أكبر؟
When is swearing by other than Allah major shirk?
كعظمة الله؟
نعم.
إذا اعتقد أن المحلوف به كعظمة الله أو أعظم من الله يكون الحلف بغير الله شرك أكبر.
when a person believes that what they're swearing by is have the same magnificence of Allah or is greater than Allah, then this is when it becomes major shirk. The 13th question. Does anyone know the unseen other than Allah? تبارك وتعالى.
الجواب لا يعلم من في السماوات والأرض الغيب إلا الله.
And the answer to this is that none knows what is in the heavens and earth of the unseen except Allah.
هذا الجواب.
This answer.
هو نص من كتاب الله آية في القرآن.
Is an exact text in the book of Allah عز وجل.
في سورة النمل.
In سورة النمل.
النمل.
نمل.
قال الله تعالى.
Allah تعالى stated.
قل لا يعلم من في السماوات والأرض الغيب إلا الله.
Say. None has knowledge of what is in the heavens and the earth of the unseen except Allah. And Allah says that He has knowledge of the unseen and He doesn't reveal this to anyone. And Allah has mentioned concerning Nuh alayhi salam, the first messenger, that he doesn't know the unseen. And Allah Azza has mentioned the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying that he doesn't know the unseen.
فلا يعلم الغيب إلا الله عز وجل. حتى الأنبياء والمرسلين لا يعلمون.
So no one knows the unseen except Allah Azza wa Jal. Even the prophets and the messengers don't know the unseen.
إلا الملائكة يعلمون الغيب.
Except for the angels, they may know the unseen.
صحيح.
Is this correct?
حتى الملائكة.
Even the angels.
ملائكة يا إخوان.
He said that the angels, brothers.
حتى الملائكة لا يعلمون الغيب.
So even the angels, they don't even know the unseen.
إلا جبريل عليه السلام أفضل الملائكة يعلم الغيب.
So how about جبريل عليه السلام, the best of all the angels, chief of all the angels?
حتى جبريل لا يعلم الغيب.
Even جبريل, does he know the unseen?
لا يعلم الغيب إلا الله.
No one knows the unseen except Allah.
فلذلك يقول الله عن الملائكة.
So for this reason, Allah stated concerning the angels.
قال سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا.
Glory be to you, Allah, how perfect you are. We have no knowledge except that which you have taught us.
لما قال الله لهم إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة.
When Allah stated to him, certainly we will place a khalifa, one who has authority in the earth.
قال تجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك.
They said you're going to place on the earth one who is going to cause corruption and spill blood, but we glorify your praise, we deem you to be holy.
قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون.
He said, I know that which you all do not know.
إذا الملائكة لا يعلم ما يعلم الله عز وجل.
So therefore the angels don't know what Allah knows.
قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون.
Allah says, I know that which you do not know.
وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها. كل اسم كل شيء علمه آدم عليه السلام.
And He taught Adam the names of all things.
فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء أشياء. سموا لها أسماء إن كنتم صادقين إن كنتم تعلمون.
And He said to the angels, tell me the names of all these things if you are truthful.
قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا.
They said, سبحانك, glory be to you, how perfect you are.
إنك أنت العليم الحكيم.
We don't know anything, we don't have knowledge of anything except that which you have taught us. And surely you are the all-knower, the all-wise.
قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم.
He said to Adam, inform them what their names are.
فلما أنبئهم بأسمائهم.
So when he informed them what their names are.
قال ألم أقول لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض.
Didn't I tell you all that I have knowledge of the unseen in the heavens and the earth?
وأعلم ما تبدون ما كنتم تكتمون.
And I know what you all reveal and what you all conceal.
فلا يعلم من في السماوات والأرض الغيب إلا الله.
So there's no one that knows in the heavens and the earth the unseen except Allah.
فإذا قال قائل أنا أعلم الغيب.
So if a person were to say I know the unseen.
نقول لو كذبت.
We say to him you have lied.
وكفرت.
And you have disbelieved.
لأن الله يقول قل لا يعلم من في السماوات والأرض الغيب إلا الله.
Because Allah عز وجل has mentioned that none has knowledge of the unseen except Allah.
فنحن نصدق الله.
So we believe Allah.
ونكذبك.
And we deem you to be a liar.
وأنت لما ادعيت بخلاف ما ادعى الله عز وجل.
And when you have made a claim other than what Allah عز وجل has stated.
فقد كذبت الله.
Then you have lied on Allah.
من كذب الله فقد كفر.
And whoever lies on Allah, then he is disbelieved.
لذلك من ادعى الغيب فهو كافر.
So for this reason, whoever claims to have knowledge of the unseen, then he is a kafir, disbeliever.
لماذا?
Why?
لأنه كذب الله.
Because he has denied Allah, deemed Allah to be a liar.
رب العالمين يقول قل لا يعلم من في السماوات والأرض الغيب إلا الله.
Allah عز وجل has mentioned that none has knowledge in the heavens and the earth of the unseen except Allah.
وهذا يقول لا هذا كلام غير صحيح أنا أعلم الغيب.
And this person says no, this is not correct. I have knowledge of the unseen.
فدعوى هذه أنه يعلم الغيب تكذيب لله فهو كفر بالله.
So this claim of his that he knows the unseen, he's denying what Allah has stated, and this is kufr. This makes him a kafir.
الآن سؤال ما حكم من يدعي الغيب يقول أنا أعلم الغيب ما حكمه؟
So now the question for you all is, what's the religious verdict on the one who says they have knowledge of the unseen?
Kafir. Kafir. نعم كافر. لكن لماذا كافر؟
He says yes, he's a kafir, but why is he a kafir?
لأنه كذب الله عز وجل.
Because he is denied and disbelieved in Allah عز وجل.
الله يقول قل لا يعلم من في السماوات والأرض الغيب إلا الله. هذا قل لا أنا أعلم الغيب.
Allah says that no one has knowledge of the unseen in the heavens and earth except Allah.
الذي يدعي الغيب فهو كافر. طيب. الذي يدعي الغيب فهو كافر.
So whoever claims knowledge of the unseen, he's a kafir, disbeliever.
لكن ما رأيكم؟
But what is your opinion?
لمن يصدق الذي يدعي أنه يعلم الغيب.
For the one that believes this individual, believes in him that he has knowledge of the unseen. What's the ruling on this one?
عندنا واحد يقول أنا أعلم الغيب.
This part, we have one here that he says that I know the unseen.
قلنا هذا كافر.
This person is a kafir.
يكذب الله عز وجل.
He is denied Allah عز وجل. Disbelieved in him.
لكن هذا الكافر الكذاب الذي يقول أنا أعلم الغيب.
But this kafir who has lied, claiming that he has knowledge of the unseen.
له صديق.
He has a friend.
لا يقول عن نفسه أنه يعلم الغيب.
And his friend, he doesn't say that he has knowledge of the unseen.
لكن يصدق صاحبه يقول نعم صاحبي يعلم الغيب.
But he believes his friend. He says yes, my friend does have knowledge of the unseen.
من ادعى لنفسه أنه يعلم الغيب هذا كافر.
So whoever claims that knowledge of the unseen, this person is a kafir, disbeliever.
لكن السؤال الآن ما حكم من صدق من يدعي الغيب؟
But the question now is, what about the one who believes in this individual?
لا تستعجل تكفر الناس.
Don't be hasty in committing takfir on the people.
السؤال مرة أخرى.
So we're going to ask you again.
اتفقنا على أن الذي يدعي الغيب هو كافر.
We have agreed the person that claims he has knowledge of the unseen that he's a kafir.
لأنه يكذب الله.
Because he is denied, disbelieved in Allah.
لكن ما حكم من يصدق الذي يدعي؟
But what's the ruling on the one who believes the individual who claims that he has not a seen? Brother saying Islam is not accepted for 40 days.
يعني يكفر ولا ما يكفر؟
He said you deem him be a kafir or not? What does that mean?
أبا عادل.
He said he's not a kafir, huh?
حل ماشي كورس. نعم. الآن نريد أنا حكمه فقط.
He said, هذا الذي want the حكم. The
الذي يدعي لنفسه أنه يعلم الغيب كافر. لأنه كذب الله.
You know the person that.
لكن الذي يصدق من يدعي الغيب يكفر.
He said he's a kafir.
متأكد.
He said you sure?
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. يعني تؤيده. تؤيده.
You're supporting him.
حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ها هناك آخر. ها؟ تقول إنه كافر؟ ولا يدعي نفسه علم الغيب.
He said that he
ويصدق الذي يدعي
نفسه unseen. He believes in the one that says that he's unseen.
نعم 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 نعم.
Yes yes.
لأن هذا الذي يقول أنا أعلم الغيب قلنا إنه كذب الله فهو كافر.
نعم.
الذي يصدق غيره بأنه يعلم الغيب أيضا كذب الله فهو كافر.
نعم. So the one who claims that he has knowledge of the unseen, he is denied. He is disbelieved in Allah. He's a kafir. Likewise, the one who believes in this individual that he has knowledge of the unseen, even though he doesn't believe he has it himself, he likewise has denied Allah Azza wa Jalla, disbelieved in him. So likewise, he is a kafir. So due to this, the people of knowledge have stated whoever claims that they have knowledge of the unseen.
أو صدق من يدعي علم الغيب.
Or whoever believes in the one who claims they have knowledge of the unseen.
فقد كفر هذا وهذا.
Then both of them have disbelieved. This one and that one, they both disbelieved.
لماذا?
Why?
لأن كل منهم كذب الله عز وجل.
Because all of them have denied, disbelieved in Allah عز وجل.
ماذا يقول الله تبارك وتعالى?
What has Allah عز وجل stated?
يقول قل لا يعلم من في السماوات والأرض الغيب إلا الله.
He said there was no one has knowledge of what is in the heavens and earth of the unseen except Allah.
وهذا يقول صحيح صحيح.
And this one he says this is correct. Yes yes right.
إلا واحد عندنا في جارنا هناك يعلم الغيب. إلا هذا.
He said except for this person around the corner here. He knows he has knowledge of the unseen.
نقول الله يقول قل لا يعلم من في السماوات والأرض غيب إلا الله.
He said we have said to you that this eye here that no one has knowledge of what's in the heavens and the earth of the unseen except Allah.
نقول لا إلا واحد ثقة أنا أعرفه جيدا أعرفه ثقة.
He said I know him really well. I'm sure he has knowledge of the unseen.
هل يجوز هذا الكلام?
Is this type of speech permissible?
الملائكة المقربون لا يعلم الغيب.
The angels that are close to Allah, do they have knowledge of the unseen?
آدم عليه السلام نبي مكلم.
He said, Adam عليه السلام, he's a prophet that was spoken to directly by Allah.
هل كان يعلم أن مصيره سيخرج من الجنة لو أكل الثمرة؟
Did he know that his end result would be that he will exit out of the Jannah for eating from the tree?
ما كان يعلم.
He didn't know.
نوح عليه السلام أول الرسل.
نوح عليه السلام, the first of the messengers.
سأل الله عز وجل أن ينجي له ابنه وابنه كافر.
He asked Allah to save his son and his son was a kafir.
فقال فنهاه الله عن ذلك, هذا ابنك كافر.
And Allah prohibited from this. He said your son is a kafir, disbeliever.
إبراهيم عليه السلام استغفر لأبيه.
Ibrahim عليه السلام, he sought forgiveness for his father.
ظن أن هذا استغفار لا بأس به.
He thought there was no problem with him seeking forgiveness for his father.
ما يعلم الغيب.
He didn't have knowledge of the unseen.
فنهاه الله عن ذلك.
And Allah prohibited him from that.
يعقوب عليه السلام بكى على ابنه يوسف عليه السلام.
And يعقوب عليه السلام, he cried over his son Yusuf عليه السلام.
حزنا شديدا عليه.
He became very, very sad concerning him.
لا يعلم أن يوسف سيخرج من السجن وسيصير وزيرا.
He didn't know that that Yusuf عليه السلام was going to come out of being in prison, come out of prison, become like a minister.
نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
A prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
اتهمت زوجته عائشة بالفاحشة الكبرى.
His wife Aisha, she was accused of being chaste, and it was a great being unchaste, and it was a great affair.
فبقي 50 ليلة.
So it remained for 50 days, 50 nights.
لا يعلم حقيقة الحال.
He didn't know the reality of the affair.
ها حق ما يقال عن عائشة أم هذا كذب؟
So we say that this about Aisha, or do we say that they're lying on her?
اختبرهم الله عز وجل وصار في المجتمع مشكلة كبيرة عظيمة.
Allah عز وجل was testing him, and this was like a grave test, a big thing, a big affair going on in the community.
حتى أخذ يستشير في شأنها.
To the point that he sought counsel in concerning her affair, concerning this affair.
فسأل عليا فقال النساء سواها كثير.
So he said he asked Ali, and Ali stated that the women, there are many of them.
يعني استشاره فقال يعني لا تحمل نفسك على ما حصل خذ غيرها.
نعم. And he's saying that you're seeking counsel for me, and I'm telling you just take another one.
واستشار أسامة رضي الله عنه.
And so he sought counsel with Ali رضي الله عنه.
رضي الله عن الجميع الصحابة فقالوا أهلك فأمسك أهلك. صحيح. أسامة بن زيد.
نعم.
فاستشار علي رضي الله عنه فقال النساء سواها كثير واستشار أسامة فقال أمسك عليك أهلك.
نعم. So he sought the advice of Ali رضي الله عنه. He said, you know, go get another wife. And then he sought the advice of Usama bin Zayd, and he said, keep your wife.
واستشار مملوكة كانت مع عائشة.
And then he sought the counsel of a slave girl that was a slave of Aisha.
فقالت والله لا أعلم عليها إلا خيرا.
And she said, I don't know anything about her except the good.
واستشار زينب بنت جحش.
And he sought the counsel of Zainab bint Jahsh.
وهي زوجة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And she was the wife of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وهي الوحيدة أقرب واحدة تنافس عائشة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. أقرب زوجتين إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عائشة وزينب.
And she was the closest one to Aisha that would try to compete with her.
يستشيرها ما رأيك بعائشة؟
And he sought her advice. What do you say about Aisha in this affair?
فهذه فرصتها.
So this was her opportunity.
أن تطعن بضرتها.
To try to harm her.
لكن زينب ليست كسائر نساء اليوم وقبل اليوم.
So but Zainab, she wasn't like the women of today and the women before this day and age.
ما قالت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم طلقها.
And she didn't say to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم divorce her.
وإنما قالت أحمي سمعي وبصري لا سمعت ولا رأيت.
And she stated that that my eyes and my ears have never seen anything bad from her.
عائشة أطيب من طيب الذهب.
That عائشة is better than she's better than gold.
ما الذي يحملها تقول هذا الكلام؟
Who's the one that will say this type of speech?
الدين الذي في قلبها والإيمان.
But it's the religion that calls her iman that calls her to make a statement like this.
ما دعاها أن تطعن بعائشة وإنما زكت قالت لا أعلم عنها إلا خيرا.
نعم. She
أطيب من طيب الذهب.
She didn't take the opportunity to speak bad about Aisha, but she spoke good about her and said that she's better than gold.
وبعد 50 ليلة.
And after 50 nights.
نزلت براءتها بالقرآن.
This affair was revealed in the Quran.
هل كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلم الغيب؟
Does the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, does he have knowledge of the unseen?
الجواب لا يعلم الغيب إلا الله عز وجل.
The answer is that none have knowledge of the unseen except Allah.
ولكن يقول إنسان.
But people say.
صحيح هذا الكلام واضح وصريح.
Yes, this speech is correct and it's clear.
وآيات قرآنية.
And this is a verse from the Quran.
الله يقول لا يعلم من السماء الأرض إلا الله.
And on Allah says that none has none in the heavens and earth have knowledge of the unseen except Allah.
لكن حيرني أمر من الأمور. ولا حيرني شفت شيء احترت منه.
نعم, but something ماذا؟ But something from the affairs that amazed me, perplexed me.
أني رأيت شخصا.
I saw a person.
في مدينة أول مرة في حياتي أتي إليها.
In the city, the first time I came to the city.
فلما رأني.
So when he saw me.
قال أنت فلان بن فلان.
He said yes, you're so and so the son of so and so.
قلت نعم.
And I said yes.
قال أمك اسمها كذا وكذا.
He said your mother, her name is this and that.
قلت نعم.
I said yes.
قلت عن المشكلة الفلانية كذا وكذا.
He said, are you in
مشكلة؟
Do you have this type of problem in this type of issue and that issue?
قال نعم.
He said yes.
قلت عندك كذا وكذا مع زوجتك كذا اسمها كذا.
Do you have this and that with your wife and her name is this and that?
أول مرة في حياتي.
And this is the first time in my life.
أتي إلى شيكاغو.
That I come to Chicago.
أرى شخص يقول هاي المعلومات كلها.
And this person knows all of my affairs like this.
أنا صحيح معتقد ومؤمن.
He says me yes I believe.
لأن لا يعلم الغيب إلا الله.
That no one has knowledge of the unseen except Allah.
لكن هذا الشخص قال لي كل المعلومات التي لا يعلمها إلا الله.
But this person he knows all of my affairs that no one would know except Allah.
فكيف هذا؟
So how can this be?
لو لم نعرف كيف هذا.
Even if we didn't know how this can occur.
أهم شيء أن نعتقد.
Can we believe like this?
لأنه لا يعلم الغيب إلا الله.
We still have to believe that none has knowledge of the unseen except Allah.
فإن قال إذن كيف عرف هذا؟
So if a person were to say, how does this person have knowledge of these affairs? How does he know this?
كل إنسان معه قرين.
Every person has a qareen, a companion amongst the jinn with him.
كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated.
ما منكم من أحد.
There is no one amongst you.
إلا وكل به قرين.
Except that he has a qareen, a companion amongst the jinn with him.
من الملائكة.
He has a companion amongst the angels.
وقرين من الجن.
And a companion amongst the jinn.
فقرين الملائكة.
So the companion he has from amongst the angels.
يأمره بالخير ويحثه عليه.
Orders him to do the good and he encourages him to do the good.
وقرين الجن.
And his companion that he has amongst the jinn,
يأمره بالشر ويحث عليه.
Orders him to commit the evil and encourages him to commit evil.
فهذا القرين معك منذ أن خلقك الله.
So this قرين, he's a creation of Allah.
من الجن.
From the jinn.
ويعرف عنك معلومات.
And he knows something about your affairs.
يعرف اسمك.
He knows your name.
واسم والدتك.
He knows the name of your mother.
وما عندك من مشاكل.
And what problems you have.
فيأتي هذا المشعوذ.
So this person now he comes.
يتصل على الجن الذي معك.
So this person comes now and he gets in contact with the jinn that was with you.
يقول مستعد عطنا شوية معلومات عنه.
He says I'm ready. Okay, give me some information about him now.
فيأخذ المعلومات هذه.
So you give him this information.
تقول أنت فلان.
He says you are so and so.
أمك اسمها كذا.
Your mother's name is this.
عندك مشكلة كذا.
You had this type of problem.
فأنت ما تعرف جن ولا تعرف شياطين ولا تعرف قرين.
So you didn't know that he had a jinn with him or قرين.
فتظنه يعلم الغيب.
So he thinks that he has knowledge of the unseen.
لا يعلم الغيب إلا الله.
He has no one that has knowledge of the unseen to the Allah Azza wa Jal.
وكل إنسان يدرك أن فيه قريم من الجن وقريم من الملائكة. آخر شيء يقول. كل إنسان يعرف أن فيه قريم من الجن وقريم من الملائكة.
So every person has a companion with him, a companion amongst the angels, and a companion from amongst the jinn.
فلو أن إنسان أراد أن يفعل شرا.
So if a person wanted to do some evil.
مثلا أخطأ عليه إنسان فذهب ليبطش به.
So someone wronged him in some way and he wanted to go hit him or do something to him.
يسمع منادي في قلبه يقول.
So he will hear something in his heart saying to him.
أحلم سامح وسامح واعفو عنه.
Now pardon him, leave him.
وآخر يقول لا كسر راسه أضربه.
And he'll hear something else inside him saying no, hit him, strike him.
فهو يقول يجد نزاع في نفسه.
So he's found like he's like debating with himself. He finds debating himself.
واحد يقول افعل.
One is saying do it.
الثاني يقول لا تفعل.
The second is saying don't do it.
وإذا أراد أن يتصدق.
And which one is he going to believe?
أخرج الصدقة.
So if you wanted to give charity.
واحد يقول تصدق بـ200.
And one says give 200 in charity.
الثاني يقول لا كثير 200.
And the second one say no, that's a lot of money, 200.
خلا 50 كافي.
He said no, just give 50, that's enough.
قد تحتاج في المستقبل.
He said you might need it in the future.
أولاد عندك لماذا تصدق؟
So you have children and such. What are you going to give charity for?
الآخر يقول انفق ينفق عليك.
Another one says give spend.
الله يعوضك خير إن شاء الله.
نعم الله will reward you good إن شاء الله.
ثاني الشيطان يقول لا فقر يأتيك الفقر.
See, and the second one here is a shaitan.
يمكن تمرض تحتاج إلى علاج.
He's saying that you may need to.
فكل إنسان يجد في نفسه هذا الصراع.
Cure yourself.
كل إنسان يجد في نفسه هذا الصراع.
So every person will find this inside himself.
ومن لا يجد في نفسه هذا الصراع. ومن لا يجد في نفسه هذا الصراع.
And whoever doesn't have it inside of him,
فليس بإنسان.
Then he's not a human being.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما قال هذا الكلام.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated this speech.
ما منكم من أحد إلا قد وكل به قرين من الملائكة وقرين من الجن.
There's no one from amongst you said that he's been appointed a companion from amongst angels and a companion from amongst the jinn.
قال حتى أنت يا رسول الله.
Then he said even you a messenger of Allah.
مع قرين من الجن حتى أنت يا رسول
said,
الله.
You have a companion from amongst the jinn even you a messenger of Allah.
قال حتى أنا.
He said even myself.
إلا أن الله أعانني عليه فأسلم.
except that Allah aided me concerning his affair, and this my jinn, he embraced Islam.
So
this is the message of Allah sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam.
Imam al-Khattab, if he is walking, traversing down the street, walking down the street, the
shaytan,
he would take another way.
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عمر رضي الله عنه.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to عمر رضي الله عنه.
والذي نفسي بيده.
I swear by the one whose hand my soul is.
ما رأك الشيطان سلكا فجا طريقا.
That the shaytan doesn't see you taking one way.
إلا سلك فجا غير.
Except that he will take another way.
لكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكمل من عمر.
But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he's more perfect, more complete than عمر.
فقرينه لا يهرب منه.
So his companion didn't run from him.
قرينه أسلم.
His companion in embrace, he embraces Islam.
Allahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa sallam.
Barakallahu feekum ya Shaykh.